First, I can say that we've read those reports also online, and it's something that I believe is happening. But it's difficult to quantify the actual cost of the repatriation of these soiled notes to the U.S. So I'm not in a position to know the exact figures that are involved. But I've heard and I've read reports to the effect that banks have been repatriating soiled notes back to America. Probably the Bankers Association or even the central bank would be better placed to know the figures and how much banks are incurring in terms of the cost or charges of doing this.
Are the banks compelled to return the soiled notes to their countries of origin?
As far as I know, banks are not compelled to do that, and probably they are doing this as corporate social responsibility, because as you know, Zimbabwe did not officially dollarize. We just unofficially dollarized. So we are not in any formal relationship or contract with the Federal Reserve Board of the U.S.
Are the costs of repatriating the soiled notes not being transferred to the ordinary depositors?
Yeah, ultimately that's what will happen. Bankers, like any other profit-oriented business, would want to minimize or to mitigate the exposure to costs, exposure to risks as far as possible. So at the end of the day, what they do is to share the burden. And normally the burden that is borne by the depositor, by the banking consumer, is disproportionate to the cost burden that the bankers themselves will bear, because they want to maximize their profits and minimize their costs.